This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To pay the bills. Let's get at it here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Jennifer Horn and presenting Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen at the controls as usual. All is right with the world. Everything is in order. Jennifer, would you bring us up to date on something that we might not know as much about as you?
Well, I want to tell you about a story that's trending in Southern California, and you know what they say, when it trends here, it's trending, it'll start trending everywhere. But maybe, Victoria, you might know, and maybe even Kara in Washington, D.C., but big cities are doing these electric scooter rentals. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I got them all over LA.
They're everywhere now.
They're all over the place. And so they're also not only all over the place, but they're also driving residents crazy because people are just parking these scooters from a company called Bird. They're just leaving them all over any
street,
anywhere.
That's what you're supposed
anywhere.
To do, right?
You just leave them.
You got an app and you go up to them and jump on them and that's it.
Right, but you can leave them wherever, and it's driving people nuts. People who live in Southern California, people who have, like, stores, they're being driven nuts. So, some residents over the weekend in Southern California who had enough of the electric scooter craze are now trying to turn to vandalism for an effort to vent their frustrations. According to the LA Times, this is a big story in the LA Times this past weekend, workers at the Santa Monica Beach and Pier and Venice Pier have seen these scooters tossed into the ocean, tossed into trash cans. One police officer in Venice, California, said his officers actually seen these scooters stacked 10 feet high. But these cases are not being called in, even though they're clear vandalism situations. Yeah. They said, if we have to prioritize the allocation of our time and resources, protection of property comes second to protection of life. There's a very famous picture that's now gone viral of a scooter that's actually sunk into the sand in Venice with just the little tip of one of the handlebars sticking out of this out of the sand. Cities like Milwaukee have initially pushed back on Bird and its competitors Lime Bike and Spin by issuing cease and desist orders, but some ultimately relented and decided to give the scooters a second chance. Bird is operating in about 30 cities right now, but they've already removed scooters from Denver and Salt Lake before resuming operations recently under a pilot program in these locations. And Portland, Oregon now just started with Bird. They have them going, but it seems that people are throwing them in trash cans, again, stacking them 10 feet high. The police aren't doing too much about it, but it's just a way for people to vent frustration. And I guess if they keep doing this and the police aren't acting, clearly Bird's going to have to decide if this is a good business decision for them, if they're having to, you know, try to fish their scooters out of the water.
Now, I don't understand, why can't this be as efficiently run as city bikes? Like Citibank, you know, CityCard, whatever, in New York. I know that there's different brand names that are sponsoring these bikes in other cities. But in New York, city bikes are everywhere. There's docking stations for them. They're very neatly organized. I used to use city bikes all the time in the city. I don't understand why the scooters just can't have the same system.
I think the problem is that they're just being left everywhere, and that is annoying.
Well,
in fact, Beverly Hills actually banned them for 6 months. They should.
Set up racks.
Yeah, make it better.
This is all on Bird. This is their fault. They're not planning this correctly.
And the other side of it, think about it this way. I was fascinated. Miles and Megan and I got on the train last week to go out to Santa Monica from Westwood. And at the stop, I saw these little, look like scooters. I said to Megan, what are those things? She says, oh, those are the electric scooters. And I said, well, they're just sitting there. How come people can't steal them? And she said, because you have to have an app in order to operate them. And I'm looking, I don't even see where the power source is, but obviously it's cleverly tucked into the design of the scooter. But there were four or five that were just leaning up against posts at the train stop on either end, actually. And then I noticed a lot of people were on them, mostly kids who don't know how. We were in the park and the kids were riding all around on them and they weren't really very courteous. They were actually I thought they were disgustingly distracting, paying no attention to the people that were there. But anyway, that aside, it's a good idea if you want to get around less expensively. And then I didn't give it the thought that you just explained, Jennifer, in terms of how they are being perceived by people. Why? They don't like them stacked up in front of their house. That's basically
right.
It.
Or in front of their stores. Beverly Hills hated them. Think about Rodeo Drive with these things parked all over the place. They didn't like that.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, there's some, the world is changing. All this technology, man. You get the, and there's got to be a resolve to it because it's actually a pretty
good idea. there's a way to do it. It's just I don't know if these people are actually doing it the right way or not.
Yeah. Well, they'll figure it out or they'll go out of business. That's the American way. Speaking of going out of business, over the weekend, actually, on Friday night alone, 20 people were shot in Chicago. Oh. One of them fatally. This is just a week after the city experienced its deadliest weekend in years, 74 shootings. Over 20 people shot on Friday night, but 74 had been shot the weekend before. And so I don't know whether I'm not turning this into a political thing, but I noticed the Chicago Tribune has gone through the last administrations, the last eight administrations. Ten administrations. The last 10 mayors in the last 84 years have been Democrats, no Republicans, and the Trib is suggesting it's time for a political sea change in Chicago. So it'd be interesting to see if that has...
It's not a bad point. I have some Republican friends who've been pointing that out about Baltimore and Chicago for years.
Yeah, Baltimore is just as bad.
Just don't even understand what. How do you not address this situation? I don't get it.
People are getting crazed at Rahm Emanuel right now. They're holding protests against him he just has press conferences saying we need to come together. Okay, well, what comes after that? People aren't just coming together. So what do we do then?
Sounds like the mayor of our city here. Oh, we have to think out of the box. She's an idiot.
You know, this just goes. It's whenever one party becomes too dominant. That's what happens with these. That's when this kind of trouble happens. It's just bringing multiple opinions, make something work, and work together on it, because otherwise it just doesn't seem to be happening, especially when it comes to crime in big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, obviously, you're right.
Crime's way down in New York, which is good, but Baltimore and Chicago are a mess.
Yeah. All right, 15 past the hour, we'll straighten things out here. This is the DJV program.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies. See store for details.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com. And stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Do us a favor and tell as many of your friends as possible that you can listen to us on the radio or tune in. You can find the podcast of the DJV Show at djvshow.com, DJV On Demand, all kinds of ways of you listening to our interpretation of what's going on in the world. Speaking of what's going on in the world, online dating websites. According to the journal Science Advances, most people who use these dating websites are seeking partners who are out of their league. Both men and women pursue partners about 25% more desirable than themselves. I don't know how you arrive at that conclusion or how you arrive at that valuation. Hardly anybody reaches out to people who rank significantly lower than they rank themselves. People's desirability determined using a ranking algorithm based on how many messages they get from other popular users on dating sites. This particular site, New York, Seattle, Boston, and Chicago, were the ones that were on the scales of justice. So do you think that's true? Do you know any or all of you? You've used a dating site, Kara. Do you think that you are reaching up or people? How do you view that statement that people seek partners who are out of their league?
Is this something new? I feel like everyone strives to date someone that they find attractive. Like, no one on dating sites or in bars or whatever, no one's going up to the person that they find least attractive and saying, hey, let's go on a date. So I don't really think it's any different on dating sites.
No, I think that what's being said here is that it's that you look for a leg, for a rung above you on the ladder.
I guess, but so the way that they ranked people is based on how many matches they had or how many people liked them. That's what you said?
They based it on the people who said what they were looking for was somebody who was more desirable than they, but they didn't get, from what I can see, a description of what they thought their own value was.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how they're ranking the most desirable people. Because, so, you know, we were talking about the Bachelor and Bachelorette show sometimes because I watch those. And one of the guys that was a contestant on the show this year, he was a model, but he's like the biggest airhead. He's not very smart. He says the most ridiculous things. But one of the things he touted was, I have 4,000 matches on Tinder. So it's, you know, if they're basing it on something like that, how many people match with you or think you're attractive, I don't necessarily agree with that ranking because just, you know, I don't know. Yes, maybe I've matched with people who are above me, but I like to think I have a healthy sense of self-confidence, and I think it's good if other people do.
Okay, so my question is, do you ever look at somebody and go, oh, I'm totally out of their league, pass, or do you take anybody that you think would be,
I don't know if I ever do it in terms of leagues. I guess I always read bios, which a lot of people don't, so there are definitely people I think are unattractive, and I swipe on them, like swipe left, but then there are other people that are not as attractive, but they have a good bio.
Left?
It means I say no.
Dump them.
Ah, okay. All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, our thorough examination of dating here on the DJV program. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Music time, music news. Music, a very important part of our lives, so every hour we devote some time to it in this portion of the hour. Starting for the focus here, Jennifer and Victoria and I have Justin Timberlake in our ears, a dancer, musician, actor. Now he's adding author to his curriculum vitae. Timberlake announced to his fans on Instagram that he's going to be adding writer to his accomplishments, releasing a book on the 30th of October. Quote, guys, I've got some news. And with it, he's got a photo of himself holding up a copy of the book titled Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See in Front of Me. He said, I've been working on this for a while now, and I'm happy to finally give you a first look at my book, Hindsight. I'm looking forward to sharing these pictures and stories with you. The book is going to feature plenty of personal photos as well as Timberlake's reflections on his life, beginning with his Memphis upbringing, transitioning to his musical career with NSYNC. The memoir will also touch on his acting roles, his SNL skits, personal life with Jessica Biel and their son Silas. He says, I'm looking forward to sharing these photographs with readers as well as my son. Working on this book was an amazing process for me. My story has been filled with so many amazing people that have helped me become an artist. Reflecting on these moments, spotlighting some of the important people and places that have informed my music, and getting the opportunity to share my story is something I'm very grateful for. The book is in pre-production. You can order it now at JustinTimberlake.com. Should you be so moved, JustinTimberlake.com. I don't know that I'd be ordering it. You ladies going to order this book?
I might. I think for a JT fan, I think it's probably pretty cool. Yeah. He's a smart guy. I'm sure it's not just going to be very a bunch smart of bubblegum, yep, you know, for this stuff.
Yeah, right. No, he's pretty smart. Okay, so let's, as long as we're in the NSYNC mode, Lance Bass out for the third time talking about their Brady Bunch home, because now he knows who was bidding against him, and probably for him, I think he was told, no matter what you're going to pay, they're going to pay more. And they turned out to be HG Home and Garden Television. They bought the home for $3.5 million. The seller is thrilled to hand the keys over to HGTV. Kelsey McAllister said, "I'm so excited for the plans they have for restoration. The world needs more positivity and groovy vibes, and that's what this new show about the Brady Bunch house will bring." So this was her grandmother's home, Kelsey McAllister's grandmother's house. So she just got a pretty good payday.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Weren't they asking 1.2 or
1.8, which was already way too much, I think. But
Right. So McAllister is going to be the co-executive producer and star in the program. So she gets the money and she gets a paycheck for being on the show. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Good for her.
It's kind of a great idea for a show if you think about it. Rehabbing one of the most iconic houses of pop culture history. That's an interesting show. I would definitely tune in for that to see what it looks like on the inside.
It was only used for the exterior shots, though, because the rest of it was done on the soundstage.
Right.
Right.
So no one's really seen it, what it looks like on the inside.
They're going to restore it.
Yeah. So Lance Bass said, quote, "HGTV, oh, man, I'd be pretty upset if there were anybody else, but how can you be mad at HGTV? My television is stuck on that channel. Kudos to HGTV. I know you'll do the right thing with that house. It was always my biggest worry. Now I can smile again." So HGTV buying the Brady Bunch house, and everybody is happy in Leadville there. Wait, what was the name of the town that Brady Bunch lived in?
Live in L.A.? They lived in the Valley, didn't they?
Really? Valley. A Valley Bunch. 28 after the hour here. We could be the Valley Bunch. 28 after GJV time.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. He was expected to be the head of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles at some point in the future. But Englishman Mike Manley is now settling into the role early after the deterioration of the health of Sergio Marchionne. Manley, 54, has been one of Marchionne's close collaborators at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, and in the previous role had responsibilities for product planning and sales activities outside North America. He has been head of the Jeep brand since 2009 and Ram truck brand since 2015. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Many people have had that queasy feeling in their stomach known as motion sickness.
We have a lot of sensors in our body which transmit brain signals about the position and the movement of the body. And when the brain gets conflicting information, it gets confused. And that's what really leads to this sense of motion sickness.
Fortunately, there are ways to prevent it or lessen its effect by planning ahead. Dr. Rizwan Sohail says one simple step is to try to look to the distance and focus on the horizon, which is steady. Now, if that doesn't work, there are medications you can take.
So if you're going by car or a plane ride or bus or train, I usually prefer to use what's called meclizine or bonine. If you're going on a cruise and you previously have had bad motion sickness experience, then typically we tend to prescribe a medicine called scopolamine. It's a patch.
Now, if you are taking medicine, remember to take it early enough to have time to take effect. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't think that you can rationally reach any conclusion other than it was political.
That's the lawyer for the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts who's now out of a job. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch ordering the firing of Peter Strzok on Friday, the decision overruling an earlier FBI decision that Strzok should face demotion and a 60-day suspension. Peter Strzok's lawyer, Eitan Goldman, says
the demotion and the suspension was the right call and not dismissal, and then that was overturned by the Deputy Director.
Strzok had been involved in the Hillary Clinton server investigation when he exchanged those anti-Trump texts with his lover, another FBI worker. Primaries being held today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut to help set the table for November's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back again to another half hour, exclusively in this hour of the DJV program. You will hear Kara Schillen singing Sleigh Ride. It'll be later on in the half hour. Maybe I'll help her just to be a good guy, but in the meantime, the other participants here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeler. Victoria has a trending story for us to chew on.
Yes, it's the age-old debate, boxers versus briefs. This is a new report. Now, of course, this has been something that people talk about in terms of sperm count and men's fertility and men's health. Is it better or worse to wear boxers or briefs? And new research published in the Human Reproduction Journal seems to confirm the theory that brief wearers have lower sperm counts than boxer wearers. Now, this is actually still up for debate. There are other experts who say, arguing that the lower sperm count in the study is still within a healthy range, so it's not technically considered to be low, but that there are also many other variables to consider, and that the jury might still be out on boxers versus briefs, and they cite things like exposure to chemicals in our environment, exposure to pesticides, insecticides, things like that in our food system, in our food supply. And of course, even things like hormone affecting chemicals in our plastics. You know, we talk about that a lot. The endocrine disruptors that are in lots of plastic bags and containers and things that touch our food. And so they say that all of that actually is probably has more of an impact on men's health and men's fertility than just what you're wearing, boxers or briefs. So it's still the age old debate is what
it
basically
comes
down to.
What does Lewis wear?
He wears boxer briefs.
Those are the best ones, I think.
Yeah.
Boxer briefs. How do you
those are the best. They're fitted boxers.
Really?
So they're not briefs, but they're boxer. How do you not know what boxer briefs are?
They're the same length, but they have like tighter legs.
Mm-hmm. Ah. It's like wearing bike pants underneath.
Yeah.
Wearing what?
But better looking.
Like bike pants.
They look better like bike pants.
Bike pants.
Like bike shorts, yeah.
Tight in. Okay. I know. I like boxers. Lots of room. Yeah. All right.
And how do they fit into your clothes?
I know. That always.
That either.
Yeah, the bunching. Like
yeah,
when you
I
tuck them
I,
into your
if
pants.
If I were a guy, no way.
Yeah. Really? You've never
you
worn.
Stay in place.
Any guy that you were dating, you've never worn his underpants?
Ugh.
Nobody?
No.
No.
I just. So every guy I know who wears boxers, or every guy, like. Guys just wear, like, old boxers that are, like, holy and. Gross looking. I just, at least boxer briefs are nice looking.
I've never dated a guy who wore boxers. Like, just boxer briefs. That's it.
I'm
if you're wearing boxers, I'm not dating you.
Boxers to me, and not even to sound mean, are very, like, adolescent. Like, I knew, guys in middle school and high school, like, they were wearing boxers.
Okay.
And then, like, adult guys transitioned into boxer briefs because they look nicer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. The next person, I'm wondering whether any or all of these people in the news today wear boxers or briefs. Let's start with Bill Murray, who threw a drink at Carly Simon's brother on Martha's Vineyard at a some sort of an affair. He lives there much of the summertime, and he sponsors the local volleyball team or something. I don't know, but he's all over the place. And so he was in a bar. This actor walks into a bar. Actually, he does. He walks into this bar, and they're having a conversation, and Carly Simon's brother, who's the local photographer, comes in and takes lots of pictures of him, and he says, "I don't want you taking my picture." And Simon says, "Oh, well, I'm doing it for the local newspaper." And Murray says, "I don't care who you're doing it for. I don't want you to take my picture." And so he keeps doing it, so Murray throws a drink at him. And then they get into a skirmish. The police are called in and yada, yada, yada. And so the woman that owns the restaurant sides with Bill Murray, says this guy is a pain in the neck. He's always in trying to take pictures of celebrities for the local magazine. And so he got what he deserved. But I thought it was very interesting how Bill Murray, who pretty much likes to inveigle himself into situations with the quote-unquote average person, he shows up all over the place. He, you know, he does weddings. He just
he finds himself anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Representative Chris Collins, next person in the news, saying, "Duh, I'm not going to seek re-election." He's been accused of insider trading, as you may have heard. So his election campaign is done. Department of Justice releasing a statement saying that Collins has been charged with conspiracy, securities fraud, wire fraud, and making false statements to the FBI. Sounds. What kind of a record does he have as a congressman, Jennifer? Do you know what sort of a?
I don't know much about him. I don't know about his history. I think he's from New York, but I know that he was one of the first to endorse Trump, and so that's where I had heard about him. He was part of the transition team, but I feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of torn on this one, because he found out some information that would impact his investments. He tells his son. His son's the one who went and told his soon-to-be father-in-law. The congressman never sold one bit of the stock that he held in the company. In fact, he lost a ton of money because of it. I think he lost almost $1 million because he held on and took the loss after the trial failed. Because this was about like an MS drug. So, okay, I get it. You're not supposed to tell somebody. But I also know you, Doug. I know my dad. I know Victoria and Carrie. You're close to your parents. I think that if it wouldn't be unheard of for me to go, "Hey, gosh, you know, this really stinks. This trial failed, and, you know, to tell it to your closest confidant. I just wonder if he's trying to take the hit for his son. It almost seems like the son's the one that's guilty of wrongdoing more than he is.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I have it wrong. I don't know. This is why I don't invest in anything, because I want to be able to talk to people without having to worry about me breaking a law by just talking to someone. And that's what stinks, is how many people just say something to their family members or their friends and inadvertently break a law. I'm not saying that that's the case. Maybe this guy intentionally did it. I don't know. We don't know that yet. But I just hear, I've heard the story, and it just, he's the one that took a law.
His life has become so complex. It really has. So,
but you know, the funny thing is, though, Jen makes a great point. If you, everyone always tells someone, it's your wife or your husband, you know, you have the pillow talk. Oh, we had a bad day at the office. Or, of course. So everyone always tells someone, and everyone seems to like, we're okay with that. That's a general understanding. If you're a girl and your girlfriend tells you something, it's sort of understood. You're going to tell your boyfriend or your husband what she told you if it's a big enough thing. Like, it's an understood thing that you're going to tell your closest confidant. So it's the same with business, and it's this. And then when something goes down, you know, like the Bernie Madoff thing, sort of is popping into my mind. Everybody just assumed that his wife knew everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword, and it's kind of a double standard. We have this understanding that you tell your confidant everything, and then as soon as something goes wrong, that's a bad thing. So it's a very bizarre world when it comes to investments and these secrets. And I still kind of think, like, I don't even understand why Martha Stewart even went to jail.
Well,
you know, it's
too,
the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of witch hunty, right?
Yeah, it is.
It feels like if you're wanting to go after somebody, you can go after them and find something on
get
somebody
anybody,
all the time.
With the resources the government has, all your money, they can get anybody.
But if the guy didn't even sell his stock, how is that illegal? How did he do anything wrong?
I think he's silly to. I would fight if it was
he
me.
He is going to fight. He just said
he's not going to run again for Congress.
Yeah.
Right.
So. All right, Jennifer Nikolai Volkoff, you remember him?
Oh, sure. He was one of the wrestlers. He was from Russia.
Yeah.
Everybody hated him. He was a heel.
He died over the weekend.
I know. I'm so sad.
He was a heel because he would beat up on Bruto Sammartino and Hulk Hogan. All right, let's see. We've got a couple of other names in the news here. Brett Kavanaugh, Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing for nominee to the Supreme Court. Brett Kavanaugh scheduled to start on the 4th of next month, day after Labor Day, could be President Trump's second addition to the High Court. So what do we hear about him, Jennifer? Is he going to toe the mark?
He's all but confirmed.
Is he? Okay.
Part of it is that, and Democrats have said this, and it's just the state of politics. And believe me, this is not meant to sound braggy, because everybody's always going to be the majority party, but there's really nothing the Democrats can do to stop this. So you have to then look at Republicans and go, okay, is every Republican going to sign on to this? Because that's what's needed. And at this point, it looks like every Republican will sign on to this, and it even looks like maybe a couple of Democrats, like Joe Manchin, Senator Donnelly from Ohio, that they will actually sign off on Kavanaugh as well. And the only thing that Democrats may be able to do is try to force timing, because this guy has a huge career, 10-year career, and like 300 decisions. And so the only chance is to maybe try to hold it up by saying, we need further documentation, we need this, we need that. But I think his confirmation will probably just go along, and I think he probably will be sitting on the Supreme Court in October.
All right. So that takes care of that. Final person at the moment, or people, well, I guess this would be Michael Consuelos. You know who he is?
Kelly Ripa's kid.
Yes. Mark Consuelos, Kelly Ripa, excited about their son, has a new role on his dad's series Riverdale. Kelly tweeted, "Congratulations, Michael, on being cast as young Hiram Lodge on Riverdale." She took the opportunity to make a joke, adding, quote, "Your father and I would like to take this opportunity to remind you and your siblings that as your fiduciaries, we are committed and entitled to 10% of all future earnings." That's cute. So this kid's 21 years old. Is he good looking? I didn't see a picture of him with a story.
Super good looking, yes.
Is he? See, I don't think Mark Consuelos is.
Mark, I think Mark Consuelos is
good
handsome. Looking.
Yeah.
Really? And so the kid looks just like him. It's like mini-me.
Yeah. All right, I didn't think he was that good looking. Oh, you know who I'm thinking of? That's not the singer that was married to J-Lo.
You're thinking, oh boy, Mark Anthony.
Yeah, that's it.
Totally
right.
Yeah, different. He looks like Skeletor. Like, no, totally different. Mark Consuelos is handsome.
46 past the hour on that note.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 844-91-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
Hmm, what a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just $19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, from the Statistic Department, medical examiners, coroner's offices around the country hold more than 40,000 sets of unidentified remains. So that's basically a small city. 40,000 dead people are in coolers around the country not having been identified. Where do you suppose these people come from? No family, no friends,
yeah,
no connection?
People who die on the street.
Really? 40,000, well, though, Jennifer?
But there's, yeah, here's the other sad truth, too. There doesn't necessarily mean they don't have families, but their families can't afford to go and get them.
Oh, there you go.
Because it costs a lot of money to bury somebody.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is out examining, what is he doing? He's examining something.
I think he's on a flight back from Green Bay or something.
Oh, that was
like that.
At Green Bay. Yeah, he went there. So we'll have some food news because this is one of the most popular things on the program. People love to hear us take on the trending food news and talk about it with commentary. For example, canned foods. There's a report out that you should be very careful with canned foods. They keep best at temperatures below 70 degrees. As their storage temperature rises, the length of time for storage decreases. In other words, canned foods don't last forever, as some of us have been brought up to think. Didn't your mother tell you that canned food, a lot of people buy canned foods because they do think they will last forever, but they don't, especially these days, because the food is cooked in the can, not before it is put in the can. The old day, they always, they cooked it and then they put it in the can and sealed it. Now, they put the food into the can and they cook it, and the tin, which has some kind of Victoria, I don't know what it is, but it's like aluminum foil, it's like other stuff that you don't want to be eating. The tin, like the plastic when it gets heated, the tin when it gets heated breaks down. So
well, that's why I guess that's why everyone says, ugh. Yeah, well, you have to make sure that you, if you do buy canned food, which I very rarely ever buy canned food, but the only ones I buy are the BPA-free liners.
Because what does it mean, BPA? Would you explain
that's
that?
That's in the plastics. That's the liner that, you know, that waxy, plasticky film that's on the inside of a can that you can feel after you've cleaned it out. Well, in that, if you buy all of the cans that don't say BPA-free liner, you're just cooking plastics right into your food.
Yep, so it's doing.
Really horrible for you. So the only kind to buy, make sure it says BPA-free liner on the can.
Check
and
the
it
label.
Will be marked on the can. Yeah.
Know what you're buying.
Yep.
All right, ketchup gets a makeover. We'll talk about that after this.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
All right, let's see what's going on with Heinz ketchup. Kraft owns Heinz now. The packet that you used to be able to buy ketchup in, you know how you go into the fast food store, or they sometimes have ketchup in, they have relish, they have mustard. Well, those days are numbered. Kraft Heinz says they're going to overhaul their packaging designs to find greener alternatives. This is actually pretty good news.
It's good news.
They're going to make 100% of its packaging globally recyclable by 2025. Kraft Heinz is joining other companies. Procter & Gamble has signed on to do things this way. Nestle has, Colgate-Palmolive. They have set explicit deadlines to make their products much more friendly to the environment, and not a moment too soon. All you got to do is look around. I saw something else about plastic. We've talked about plastic almost every day here for the past month or two because it's becoming so prominent. It's so destructive. It's so bad for you to have, you know, even plastic straws. Don't take them. Drink the glass. You don't need a straw.
Just, I say no straw. Like, whenever I order a drink now, I just tell the waiter or the bartender no straw.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Anyway, Kraft Heinz is not sure how it will address non-recyclable and non-reusable packaging yet, like the ketchup and the mustard and the relish.
Think about how many ketchup packets are sitting in one landfill. Just think about in one landfill. Anywhere near a major city where McDonald's and all the fast food places and every restaurant that has takeout, I'm thinking of New York City, I can't even imagine how many ketchup packets are just
And this
sitting.
Has been, by the way, this same design has been used for 50 years. So this is, it's, you know, you squeeze them. It's a foil sort of thing. I can never get those damn things open anyway. You have to bite into them with your teeth, which is bad for your teeth. You get that stuff on your enamel. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see what they do because it is a handy convenience and they sell a lot of those things. But good for them to be thinking that way. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.